This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Mr. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years later. The legislation to create this holiday arrives at Mr. Biden's desk after receiving approval through unanimous consent in the Senate Tuesday and passing the House of Representatives by a vast majority Wednesday. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he told U.S. President Joe Biden at their first meeting that Turkey would not change its stance on its Russian S-400 missile defenses, state media reported Thursday. Washington sanctioned Ankara over the viewpoint. Mr. Biden and Erdogan sounded upbeat after their face-to-face talks Monday. This is VOA News. Israel's defense minister proposed Thursday that the country's newly installed government launch an official inquiry into the stampede at a Jewish religious festival that killed 45 people in April. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews thronged to the tomb of a second-century rabbi April 30th for an annual celebration that includes all-night prayer, mystical songs, and dance. During the ceremony, part of the crowd surged into a narrow tunnel, and the 45 celebrants, including children, were asphyxiated or trampled. More than 150 people were injured in the crush. China launched the first three-man crew Thursday to its new space station in its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts are traveling in the spaceship launched in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight are heading to the core module of the space station for a three-month stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving two additional modules next year. Hong Kong security chief John Lee warned reporters Thursday to keep away from relations with Apple Daily after arresting five of the newspaper's senior staff early in the morning and raiding its headquarters. Lee said police are investigating the newspaper for a conspiracy against national security, which involved calling on foreigners to sanction or take action against Hong Kong and China's central government. Jimmy Lai, the paper's owner, was arrested in August last year and later charged under the national security law imposed by China on its freest city. Lai has been in jail since December after being denied bail on a separate national security trial. He faces three charges under the new law, including collusion with a foreign country. Ivory Coast's former president, Laurent Gbagbo, boarded a flight in Brussels Thursday to return home for the first time since he was ousted from power in 2011 and sent to The Hague for war crime charges. He was later acquitted. There was a heavy police presence around Ivory Coast's commercial capital to head off any violence, even as President Alassane Ouattara's government and Gbagbo's supporters say they hope his return can help reconcile the country. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become a slog, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal health authorities warn of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the U.S. with low vaccination rates. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.